These church evaluation questions are a way for, quote, seekers to determine whether they're in the right place or not. He's going to start with number one. Here's what he said he would look for in a church to attend on a Sunday morning. This is what he would look for. Number one, when I enter, do I hear laughter? I'm not going to give any commentary between the points here. I'm just going to read them, okay? He looks for laughter. He listens for laughter when he comes in the door. Number two, are people greeting me as a joy or a job? Okay, number three, does the place look as if they were expecting me? Number four, are people buzzing as they greet each other? I'm sorry, I have to make a comment here. Buzz is a really big word in the emerging church today. Bzz. I need some sound effects here on Crosstalk. I really do. If people are not buzzing, it is not a good church to be in, according to this pastor. So whatever that means, people need to buzz. Number five, is there spirited music playing as the people gather? Number six, does the music move me? I'm emphasizing me, but perhaps that's commentary. Does the music move me? Number seven, do the people on stage, we now have stages in church, do the people on stage look real and engaged? Number eight, are the announcements short, strategic, and to the point? Number nine, is there a printed outline with scripture already printed on it? Boy, it's hard not to commentate on this. That's so people don't have to bring their Bibles to make sure if it's really in there. Number 10, does the pastor smile? 11, does the message title promise a relevant topic I am interested in? Number 12, does the pastor speak with humility and authority? Number 13, do I feel the presence of God? Number 14, are people listening and engaged? Well, that's his list of how to critique a church. I'd really like to get some feedback from our callers today. I can say a lot about this. I could fill the next hour or two or three with my commentary on this. But I really would like to hear from some Christians today and ask you, is there anything distinctive that you notice about this list? Is there anything that stands out to you as you hear this church evaluation list?